You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. And welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. This is a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and thank you for joining me on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. I hope you're having a good weekend. First things first, my first day in chastity went very well. It was a very good experience. I felt very complete, very proper. Let's just put it that way. Proper is the good word for that. And I'm going to be talking about chastity once I get into it, maybe a weekend or something. I want to maybe do an overview of it, of my experience, but it was very satisfying. So, and I would like to thank all the people who helpfully mentioned that my chastity cage is too big for my tiny little pee-pee. Thanks so much, including Baby Boy, who decided to make a bunch of jokes about it. And I love that so much. Master Nick thinks I need to get a different cage, and I might do that. So for now this is fine, but it's always kind of a refining process, you know. So, but thanks everybody for letting me know that I got a tiny dick. So I didn't know that. Just kidding. So I kind of wanted to talk about something kind of serious today. Yesterday, I met a wonderful fag brother. I'm not going to mention his name or where he's from, but he's from the Middle East. And he talked to me about the really terrible abuses and life-threatening situations that befell him in the Middle East, being a gay man and a faggot. And obviously this is a topic that's very close to my heart, because my baby boy was in the same situation. Fortunately, this brother escaped, and thanks to a scholarship, and so he's safe now. But I, in the time that I've been running this website, and particularly in my odyssey with baby boy, I met a lot of gay people trapped in the Middle East with no way out. You know, and some of them were in very, very dangerous circumstances, and I don't even know what happened to some of them, you know. And it's heartbreaking. There's no other word for it, you know. I still have nightmares thinking about some of those kids that I talked to a couple years ago on Facebook or wherever online, who were so desperate to get some help. And I was just one person, you know, and I couldn't save them all. I did everything I could to save baby boy, you know, because he was my heart and soul. But I couldn't save all the rest of them, you know. And it does. It breaks my heart. When I say that I hate religion, look at what religion has done just in the Middle East. All the death and destruction and misery and sadness. It's overwhelming, really. And I feel, my heart goes out to every gay person in the Middle East. It's beyond comprehension. And if I had a lot of money, I would rescue every one of you. I swear I would. It would be a dream of mine. It would be a dream of mine to have like an underground railroad type of thing where I could funnel these kids out of the Middle East and to a place of safety and freedom, you know, because they deserve that. Everybody on earth deserves that. Okay? And I get a lot of messages. I get a lot of messages from gay kids and gay people in the Middle East. The whole time I've been in operation on this website, I have had a lot of those kind of messages. And I never know how to answer it because my answer is it's not a bad answer, but it's a hollow answer, you know, because unless I actually take action and help these people, I'm not really helping them at all, you know. So, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm going to cry again, but it really, really breaks my heart. So I was just moved by this young brother, just the way I was moved by baby boy. These people, if you have the chance to reach out and grab a hold of freedom and safety, these are basic human values that everybody deserves. If you have the chance to grab a hold of it, you grab a hold of it with both hands and you do not let go, you know. You know how important that is? How reaffirming it is. We're all human beings, you know, and we all want the same things. And when you see people in desperate situations, and they would do anything to have what we have, it's really, really horrible to see people suffer like that. That's what's so abominable about what is happening on the southern border of the United States, because these refugees are just seeking a chance. And the United States, under this current regime, has turned their back on them, you know. They've locked them in cages. They've separated them from their family. Many of them got lost without a trace. I mean, these are people that just want a chance to live a life, you know. And it's the same thing in the Middle East. And I guess this podcast is simply a message to all of my brothers and sisters in the gay community in hiding in the Middle East. I don't know if you can get this message, okay? But I just want you to know a couple of things, okay? First of all, you are not wrong, okay? You're not wrong. There's nothing wrong with you. God does not hate you. Okay? you were born this way. And you can do nothing about it except try to live your life in a way that makes you happiest, okay? And to that end, I have this to say. You deserve that life. You deserve to have joy, okay? You deserve to be fulfilled. You deserve to have every dream that you have ever had. You deserve it all to come true, just like anybody else deserves it. You should have the right to pursue that. Don't hate yourself for what you are. You were born that way. You are not a bad person. You are a good person. You are simply wanting what anybody else in the world wants. And you have the right for that, to have that in your life, okay? And this is another thing I want to say. Don't give up. Do not give up. Life is worth living. And life is worth pursuing. Okay? I don't know what I can do, but just know that I am here, okay? I hear your cries, and I hear your anguish, and I stand with you, okay? I'm on the other side of the world, but I am right beside you, okay? And I will always stand beside you. That much I promise you. If you feel like you need someone to talk to, please write to me. And I will try to help you if I can, okay? I will talk to you. You deserve to have someone to turn to. And I will be there if you need me, okay? I will be there for you. I have been there for every single person that's come to me because I can't leave you alone, okay? I won't leave you alone. To all the religious bigots and hate mongers, in the governments of this world and in the churches of this world, I curse all of you for what you do to other people. You all should be ashamed of yourself for the hate and cruelty that you inflict on other people. It happens here in the United States, and it happens everywhere around the world. And people are dying every day because of what you do. And I curse every one of you for what you've done to these people and what you continue to do to them. But to my brothers and sisters, don't give up. Do not give up. And don't lose faith in yourself because you are stronger than this and you can succeed, okay? And I am standing right beside you, holding your hand. I am right there. So, please, if you need to talk to me, please write to me. FagsWorshipAlphas@gmail.com. Kick Messenger, Normal Submissive. Please get in touch with me. Okay, you can leave an anonymous message on the website, fagsworshipalphas.com, and I will answer you, okay? Well, I'm sorry that this was such an emotional podcast. This is one of the most important things. It's one of the most important issues of my life, honestly. And I wish I could make my dream a reality in this case and save so many lives. I really do wish I could do it. But I'm going to do whatever I can do, okay? Anyway, well, thank you for listening to all my brothers and sisters around the world. I love you, and I'm with you. Thanks a lot for listening today. Have a good rest of your weekend. I love you. Bye.